school in this town. It's from 3K through 8th grade, one schoolhouse, that's it. One school in the whole town, 3 through 13, and then the town is so small that kids go to high school in a bigger town nearby. So if you're from 3 to 13, you're in this one school. And last year, school sent out this notice that they were having a fundraiser at one of these ninja gyms. Now, if you're the parent of a young kid, you know what I mean. Even parents of older kids, this is a new fad where we would have just called them trampoline places, indoor trampolines, except now Ninja Warrior is a popular show, so you can do the trampoline and jump into a ball pit, or there's like monkey bars over a bunch of foam, and it's Ninja Warrior stuff, and it's a fad, and kids like it, and that's great. And they said the whole school is invited, and if you want to come, here's the price per kid, and if you're an adult, and you would like to get out there and jump around with your kid, same price. Or if you're just going to keep an eye on your kid and not participate and use the facilities, we're just asking $5 so that the place makes some money, but that's the price to just sit and watch, keep an eye on your kid, $5. I read that. I said, of course I'm jumping with my kid. Just me and him. Hallie couldn't make it. This is bonding on the weekend. I'm often gone because I do shows. I get to bond. Of course I'm going to get out there and jump with the kid. He and I are very close. I've urinated on this. We're close. We share a lot. I'm sitting here, I'm going, what kind of buzzkill of a parent wouldn't jump on the trampolines? What kind of wet blanket would you have to be a parent who doesn't get out here and jump on these trampolines? Here's the answer, Catskill. Literally every other parent present. And I know sometimes comedians will exaggerate things for comedic effect. That is not what is happening. When I tell you that it was me and 35 children on a trampoline. It was me and 35 children on a trampoline. This is not an exaggeration. I immediately realized a couple things, which is one, no one else from the 3K showed up, and we did not know any other families who did show up. By my estimation, the next youngest kid is probably in second grade. This kid is 3 years old. He doesn't know anybody else. There's big kids out here, up to eighth grade. He's gonna get eaten alive. I can't bail. I'm in. I'm out here, I'm jumping with him, can't leave, or my son will be traumatized, can't do that to the little guy, I gotta suck it up, right? Second thing I realized is this, I know my vibe, I'm a strange looking man. My hairline's very bad now, but it's always kind of been like this. Even I had this widow's peak when I was 14 years old. I've seen what video of me when I walk and move, like I know I'm a funny looking guy, but generally, when I get around other parents, I feel like what will happen is we'll talk, and I'll make a couple jokes, and they'll chuckle, and they'll be like, all right, this guy's vibe seems okay. Usually that's how other parents will react to me. They'll be like, this guy's vibe seems okay, until I am the only adult on a trampoline with 35 children. At that point, my vibe admittedly becomes a lot more concerning. It was not good, man. All of these parents that they paid $5 to watch their kids. Nope. Turns out they had each paid $5 to keep a real close eye on me. I could feel they were all like, this motherfucker drives the bread truck. I could feel it. And I was raised Irish Catholic in North Jersey, and if you've been around the Irish Catholics, you guys can just imagine the shame, just every jump on the trampoline, the shame was rising higher into my chest, into my throat. It was so bad. It went on for 45 entire minutes until finally some other dad came bounding out onto the trampoline and he put his hand on my shoulder and he was like, hey man, it looked like you were having a lot of fun. So I actually bumped up to the full ticket price and then decided, and I stopped him mid-sentence and I grabbed him and I whispered to him, anything you ever need from me. You need to hide a body at 3:30 in the morning. You wake me up, motherfucker. Dad code in action right here. God damn. Okay. Got one more for you guys, so I'm gonna set up the chain so that I can try to fly. I'm a big fan of the Smiths, and sometimes people try to storm the stage like Morrissey. If you've ever seen Morrissey, you know, people will try to jump on stage and like hug him and physically make contact, so I'm just gonna put on my last bit to do that, so. Can't. If it wasn't orange, it's just slightly distracting. Just, I would say, slightly. Okay. I had a great time. It's been a long show. Thank you for coming out. And I really wish to add that I'll have you back someday. And I do not say that at every venue. There are some venues where, as the show wraps up, I will say, thank you for having me, and then I move on to the bad experience. But when I say, I hope that they will have me back, I really mean it, so thank you so much. Well, have you noticed, am I the only one noticing that sometimes these flicker in a way that so clearly this place is haunted, right? Is it, Liam, if Liam didn't, or anyone who works here, is it haunted?
There's ghosts, yeah.
There's ghosts, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys know who they are?
Former workers from one of
his Italian restaurants. So when I was talking shit about the mafia, these things were flickering like crazy. You guys saw that, right? Ghosts, with total respect and much love, are you mafia ghosts? Are you not mafia ghosts? And that's just a common misconception. Would you like to play this close to the vest so as to keep the mystery alive? Are you offended that I use the word alive and maybe that is not the most phrase because you have passed on to another world between life and death, and therefore I'm teasing you with the idea of life itself, so you're opting to not answer that option of the question even though it was the correct answer. My bad on that. My bad on that. Thank you for welcoming in me into your home as well, ghost. May you move on when appropriate at your own leisure. In the way where your eternal torment. And thank you for putting up with my lame jokes about being a dad. And on that note, I think a lot of the parents in here would agree with this one. People kept telling me, because it's so hard in the early days, people were like, get to four. Not four kids, get to the age of four. When your kid turns four, it gets a lot easier. And man, were they right. He's 4 and a half now. This kid, he rules. My son rules. Love the kid. Love hanging out with him. Love talking with him. That's most of what it is we can talk now. He has enough command of words that he can ask me interesting questions, and we can laugh with each other, and we can talk. He knows a lot of words now. It's really great. There is a thing I've noticed, though, which is while a four-year-old knows a lot of words, and it can be fun, a four-year-old does not know the impact of words. And that can create some dissonance sometimes that is not great. A couple months ago, I was home, and I was giving my son dinner. It was just me and him. My wife had the night off. She was hanging out with some friends in New York. Well-deserved night off from dealing with my bullshit and his bullshit, and I had him all day. Now, if any of you have ever tried to give a toddler a meal, you know, that's either gonna be the 8 most quick and easy minutes of your evening, or the most emotionally fucked up, tumultuous 2.5 hour fight you have ever had. Toddler with a meal, I'm talking rolling around on the floor, screaming, pounding fists on the floor. I'm talking storming out of the room in anger. And this is just me, this is my anger, and what I've been driven to. This is not even talking about what the toddler's doing. And I had already done it with breakfast and lunch, did not want to do it with dinner, so I gave him his dinner, and I just didn't feel like fighting. So I just sat down and ate my whole dinner. And when I looked up, he had had 2 bites of his. I was too tired to care. So I got up, I went to the cabinet, got myself dessert, because you'll know exactly what time of the year this was when I tell you it was the same week the Girl Scout cookie showed up. Big week for all of us, right? I had Thin Mints in the cabinet, always have been my favorite. Went, got myself one. Was not trying to be a jerk and eat it in front of him, but I did. I popped it in my mouth, not thinking, ate the thing, standing there. And he sees it, and he goes, Daddy, give me a cookie. And I went, no. He goes, why not? I go, dude, you know how this works now. You didn't eat your dinner. You're not getting dessert. I ate my whole dinner. So I get to have a cookie. If you eat your dinner, I'll give you a cookie. But you didn't eat your dinner, you know you're not getting a cookie. And he looks right at me, and he goes, you eat too much. taken aback. I didn't know what to say. I just stared at him. And in the silence, he followed up with the finisher. He goes, "Mommy says that." And I was like, dude, are you really pushing the nuclear option on our entire household dynamic over one thing this Girl Scout cookie? Are you insane right now, man? I'm about to see you every other weekend. What are you doing? Another man will raise you. Like, I hope he gives you the fucking cookie and is this goddamn important. Anyway, Cat Show, you've been so, so nice. One more time to pop the shots, everybody. I can't believe you all showed up. What a joy. I'd love to come back to you. Thanks for having me.